got a fanny pack, man. God damn.
That's that sound.
Hey, Bell.
Yes, sir.
We're here.
Good morning. Good night. Good evening. You are now tuned into your Herd Radio, where life moves from the verb of your words. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the sounds, the motivation, the vibrations, the actions of your words. That's what your life moves by. Do you concur?
Always. You know, you always got to vibe with it.
That's right. So you may be in traffic. You may be at work sneaking one headphone in the cut, just like, yeah, it's just a headphone in my ear.
But you're listening, though.
And we want to thank you for that. So thanks for tuning in another week, another sensation, I guess I should say.
It's the next episode.
That's right. So with that being said, right now that bouncy feel, that energetic feel, that's as we transition into spring.
Yeah. It's getting nice outside.
The big bugs are coming out now. That's what's happening.
The mosquitoes are going to come back.
The dough is getting knocked down. Y'all start watching your Disney movies, Bugs Life, Ants. Ants is the realest. Like, these big Beetlejuice, they coming out. The milk duds, like, the different spiders that stare at you from different angles in your life. Yeah, they coming out. Mm-hmm. So let that not be no surprise to you. That's all I want to say. I've said this before, but I've gotten to a point in my life where I try less to kill bugs.
You have to.
Don't get it twisted. Like, I'm still popping. I'm popping off on them. Foof, foof, foof. The 4-5, like, slipper on them. Pow, pow. Shotgun. I'm coming still with the heat.
Really?
I'm talking about, like, but, however.
Like a spider, though?
It's just when I don't know what they are, because it's, like, the shape. You know, I get bugs have 6 legs, 8 legs, spider. You know, that there's a number to the bug. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? That lets you know what's an insect. I remember learning that, right? Insects had 6 legs or something, you know.
I almost doubled back on my elementary knowledge. Yeah, that's right. Insects got 6 legs. I ain't stutter. Continue.
Some kind of, I know it doesn't fade my memory. I might be going a little deep, but I just know it's like insects. And you know a spider fat. There's no insect with 8 legs except for spiders, I feel like.
You right.
Yeah.
You right.
Something like that. Where
I mean.
Like some kind of law, right?
So you're still smacking the spider, though. You're not.
Hey, the spider.
You're not going to relocate it, though? You can't put it, like, outside.
No, here's the thing. Or,
yo, you right. Who do I think I am? Who do I think I am? The thing, all I can do is squish these spiders and smash these bugs. Pause. Like, on some real shit, I never really open my eyes or have feelings for bugs. They don't even sweat, damn it. But it don't mean I can't change. And neither can y'all too, listeners. Y'all can change. Stop squishing these bugs. Say these bugs' name. Bumblebee. Cockroach. Mosquitoes. And all that other nasty ass shit. For real, for real. Hold on, get back to this show.
When I'm in, you know, when I say it back now, right, the energy I'm putting out, the way I kill spiders is similar to the way blue lives kill black people. You know what I mean? I'm over here just trying to make some quick excuses. Like, you know, I felt endangered and the spider's just staring at me. You feel me? Like, you're like, yo, I mean, my life was at stake.
Yeah.
It may have been poisonous, but it didn't bite me. It was just chilling on the wall looking at me. Not
or like if somebody else is like, oh my God, kill it. You're like, all right, let me like get it real quick.
Yeah.
You don't want to not look like you're like scared of the spider.
But here's
too.
The part. When I don't have the convenience. Yeah, right. But I am now making attempts to put it in the jar. I feel so vicious. I feel like Attack on Titans. Like I'm a Titan.
Pew, pew, pew.
But on the real, yeah, pew, you know. Pew. So a bee, like bees, you know what I mean? That's hard to miss.
Definitely save the bees.
Yeah, that's the thing.
There's a fence that you drive by kind of by my neighborhood, and it says "Be kind to the bees," and it's like painted yellow and it has like some bumblebees on it. It's super inspiring, and like across from it is like a golf course, which has been there for a while, so it's kind of like an older one, but you know, still cool because people still are out there golfing, and you just drive by and you're like, "Be kind to the bees," and you're like, man, gotta save the bees. Like, honey, I like honey.
That's true. That's a campaign. And I love honey. I'm at the age now where I can be more patient and I'm not going to sprint when I see a bee. I sometimes still have that twitch muscle where you see me hitting like wide receiver crosses. I'm doing all the combos on the football field, on the sidewalk, thin air. Like, people just wondering, why am I running these routes? You feel me? But,
that's when it catches you off guard. Like,
it's kind of like when it keeps hovering on you.
Yeah.
It's like you're dodging the jab.
Yeah. I'm a ninja. Ooh.
Man. All right. Right now, I just pictured Muhammad Ali, you know, being scared of a bee like myself and how I run. But the way he would do it would look so much cooler. Like, a bee is kind of hovering around him. And he's doing the under, like the boxing, like, finesse.
He's doing the shimmy.
Dancing with the bee. Just training with the bee, just not getting stung, having fun with the bee, just keeping the chin out, not even covering it, like
fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
That's right. Hey, man, all right,
you gotta fly like a butterfly.
And that's a floater. That butterfly, it's like, are they flapping super side out, sideways, like out of finesse, or is that they just like they can't control the way they, you know what I mean, like.
Butterflies are just crazy. At first, they start as an insect, so, like, and then some of them are like brown and black, and some of them are like blue and like red.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They got so many different like types. They adapt to everything. It's crazy.
So here's the thing: butterflies are so beautiful, you don't even think of killing them.
No.
You know, and that's the same thing with a ladybug. I would never dare squish a ladybug.
Me neither.
You know, never. No matter, and that is like. It's like, what makes them different? You know, the connotation. Ladybug, y'all let them crawl on me. I remember looking for them as kids.
Yeah.
But then other bugs, you'd be like, like, especially as a kid. Yeah. You know, then you grow to be like, why am I squishing you or the other? You
what about like worms or moths?
Yeah.
Like, and those don't scare me. Like, you know, moths are kind of like a butterfly.
Yeah, moths, yeah, right. But they're kind of scarier than a butterfly for some, because they're out in the nighttime, I guess. I don't know. Like, you know.
And then worms, we like made worms. In middle school. And I ate one, too.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. You ain't going to drop that hella normal like you ate a Starburst or something. Like some Sour Patch Kids. Like, yeah, I ate a worm, too. Nah, bro. There had to be more to that. You better be saying something else out of this. That's all I know.
You fried it?
Like 10 bucks. I don't know. I was in like middle school and ate a worm.
You just swallowed it?
Yeah.
Dang. Did it feel squirmy, though?
I mean... Someone had a Sprite for their lunch. They're like, I'll give you my Sprite. And I got 10 bucks too. And I got someone's pizza. So I got
You have to think the Sprite disintegrated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I got a slice of pizza. I got a Sprite and 10 bucks. I was like,
Cuddy, like right now, when you just say, yeah, he had the Sprite, I instantly was like, you're all right. Because the Sprite, the way that burn, that satisfactory burn, especially off ice or fresh out of the cold drink, like fridge, when you crack the...
That was the determining factor, actually.
The Sprite.
I was like, and I was thirsty, too. I was like, I'll get a Sprite, because the Sprite just...
The way it feels in your throat alone. So you're like, when you conceptualize...
That's a lot of loot, that bit fire, yeah, she kinda cute, yeah, she wanna slice, I got Chuck E. Cheese.
The Sprite and the worm going down your digestive, you're like, oh, it's getting incinerated. It's like a bucket of acid, low-key.
Easily. Easily.
That Sprite fizzle.
Easily.
My worm.
Like, it's not even going through my stomach. Like, the Sprite just ate it.
Hey, the cold part is... Worms got it the worst. Like, we just hook them on a hook, throw them for fish.
The fish be slapping, too. Yo, we put honey on our fish, too. So save the bees and grow your worms and decompost and compost.
Man, nice. Hey, I wonder if the best fishers have a finesse. Like, they put honey on their worm before they put on the hook. Like, nice. Something that just does a little extra. They're only...
That's something different.
Some home recipe, some... That you they talk, just smear man, on the hook the or sauce. Something. That's
they
like,
do, but they put fish sauce. Eggs. Mm. It's about? Like fish eggs. It's not, maybe it's honey. I've never tried it, but you do can get like fish oil and like fish egg oil and put it on your hook and or on your bait and it attracts them.
Yeah, I need that hook to have its own aroma underwater where it's like.
And then you got your fly, your spinner.
Ew.
Dang. And some people, when they fish, they trolley, so, like, their boat just, like, trolleys, and then there's these downriggers that has a line on it that has a weight at the end of it and just goes at the bottom of the ocean and drags, pretty much, and then the fish do it. So you just drive your boat, and then if you see the line pop off, you can catch fish that way, and there's deep sea fishing, there's spear fishing, there's fly fishing.
I need to get crab off top.
There's crabbing, there's jigging.
And I heard there's a limit to crabbing, like you can only get
two
per ride or something, some kind of.
I think it's like 8 or 6.
8 per season, maybe, or
no, it's like per day.
Okay, per day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you're up in the Pacific Northwest, it'd be low-key hard because you know everyone that fishes or has a hobby of fishing is going. So like a lot of people be stealing crab pots and like checking crab pots. So you got to be like 60 years old, be like, oh, that's where they all go.
Yeah.
Just an old ass man. Like,
yeah. The sound.
This is your boy J Bell.
Hey.
Dropping some knowledge.
That's right. I mean, I'm getting there. I'm getting to that fishing. I was just talking to my homie this week, and I was talking about, like, as we're getting closer to 30, we're 90s babies, you know? Where we go? Where did we take him? It was hilarious. Oh, all right. Dance moves, like going out. Like, I was like, dang, I'm outdated. You know what I mean? Like, my dance moves are, I'm doing the Dougie from 2010. Like, I'm stuck forever doing that. And, you know, and around my prime, around there, and I'm not even at my prime, but I mean, around like my youth prime, like high school, going into college, it was like a dance would last for a whole year, you know, the Dougie was straight, the jerking was straight,
the pin dropping.
But now the TikTok, it's like they're learning full on rudiments, you know what I'm saying? Every day,
every
new
day.
I'm like, whoa, like it's more than just a short, like the Soulja Boy Yule, you know what I mean? It's like the Soulja Boy combined with the Dougie combined with the Nene combined, they're just combining every factor, the rewind, the I'm like. The Running Man, anything they can do is take a piece, pop, 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 pop. TikTok. You've just been ticked. You just mad because you suckers just got TikTok. Omarion, Marquise, bye. This one's for Jay. this is for little
I'm
Jay.
I'm hurt because like TikTok is like Vine. Like, why'd they get rid of Vine? What was wrong with Vine? It's the same thing as TikTok.
They must have got bought out. You know, when we, you know, when, like, think about it like this. When you watch your favorite sitcom, and then out of nowhere, a character's dead, but in real life, they got fired. So they had to write them off. They decided they wanted to go to college. They're done acting. They had to write them off. You know, maybe Vine just got written off in a way. It's like, yo, like, we're about to pay you racks for your, what you started. And trust, bro, we can carry on your legacy. You're like, bet.
But maybe it's a monopoly because, like, Facebook's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
MySpace has been around for a while.
Yeah. I mean, I think MySpace Instagram's still exists. But when I think of MySpace now.
Snapchat.
MySpace is like when Mufasa was explaining to Simba, he can go everywhere but not into the elephant graveyard.
Say that one more time.
You must never go there.
Say that one more time.
All in the land is your light, Simba. Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. But over there. Elephant Graveyard, MySpace. You must never go there. Hear the hyenas there. I was like, yo, bro, like, I used to once every year and a half, just attempt to remember my MySpace passwords, which I always did, and log in and just go into memories, and I would just see the same Samsung phone that I had posted on there years ago. I mean, the strength to MySpace was I was really out there coding.
Yeah.
You know, to put that profile pic. Like, dang, I want my sentence to, I don't want these run on sentences learning to do, you know, greater than B/R, like bottom row.
Bro, Tom.
Like just hitting those just to have a presentable page, and then going, ooh, I want my picture in between my paragraph. I remember just learning it. I was out here coding. Tom had me coding.
For real.
Just to finesse my page. And then here it is. Facebook came, and I remember my first reaction was, this is boring.
Stupid. I was like, man, this is such a downgrade. Like, it's not so as free. Like, they had words on MySpace. Tom basically just made a Facebook that you could create however you wanted to look.
Any way you wanted. Any theme song would start when you got on the page. It was a vibe.
Yeah.
When you click the page, the background, and people would be like, people legit be under construction on that level. When they say under construction, it's under construction.
Like, we'd be looking like, who changed their page today? Like,
hey, and then also, oh man, remember the thought behind the top eight, the depth? What you had to explain friendships. Cats be like, yo, I'm your number three. Like, you know, and then you'd be like, well, look, you are, you feel me? We always hoop. We get buckets right, too. You feel me? Like, you know how to read my passes. But however, number two, you know, when I be going through that deep, and I don't want to put that pressure on you, you know, you know, like number two is there for, you know. And look, you a five, all right? You a five. But come on. Like, but when they know they a five, like I eight.
Hey, hear me out. You the homie, all right? You always answer my call back within at least 72 hours. However, every time you come to my crib, you be playing that dumb shit, trying to take out my trash and help with the dishes, and you don't even do that shit at your own house. Got me looking like a fool in front of my own mama, looking like Boo Boo the Fool, hey, Yogi Bear. So with that being said, use a five. Like, you got to feel that. Five out of my top eight.
They're like, you're respectable. You're like one through eight. I'm not one nor eight. Like, I'm five. Or cool. You know, when you eight, it's like, that was the perfect, I just met you on the fly kind of thing.
Yeah.
You was never in the middle school kind of convo, but we just cool, you know? And you'll accept being eight because you're like, dang, I'm just even there.
Made
you took someone else's spot on the reel just so it was easier to fill that slot as an eight. Like, someone would be appreciative of that.
That's crazy. I wonder why they took that away. Like, I haven't logged into MySpace, but like, that creativity would be like so fun just to have again, you know, like
retapping,
like little kids, you know what I mean? Like, they can go and like create like a kid friendly MySpace where it's kind of like a Python app where it's like a game, but you can do things that kids like to do and play games and customize the games like how you want, which I guess is essentially an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Really?
Maybe everything just evolves and we're unaware of, like, how it evolves.
When you said the things kids like to do, I was like, yo, I need to have a master class ceremony teaching kids how to play with action figures. Feel me? Because they're just on iPads now, to your point, you know, to your credit. So, I mean, I need a master class to teach kids what I was really on. Like, I had an imagination. I wasn't the type to just smash the action figures together. I was making them move intricately, you know. I'd have to lay down the bad guy here while I'm telling the hero's plot. I'm like, he runs off the counter, tap, 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 move each ankle, jump, make him go into the dive position. Feel me? Do a couple backflips, then hit the kick.
Yes, sir.
I remember just tapping into that imagination. Bubble baths were lit because you had the element of the ocean now. Yeah. You're playing with them on the side, and then you had the ocean to play with, like the Hot Wheels in the ocean or whatever on the side, on the top of the thing. I remember the imagination game was so strong with the action figures. And also remember thinking, I'll never stop playing with these. I was like, I know fat cats are growing up, they're kissing girls, but I don't care about none of that. These action figures is here for life. And then one day you just snap like Andy on Toy Story 3. Like, you don't care about Woody or Buzz Lightyear no more. You're like, hey, I'm grown now. I just need these kisses. Like, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I mean, action figures to that action.
And now they're still kind of fun, too. Like, Blades. I'm like, if any kid still plays with the Blades, I'm like,
let it rip.
I'm like, yeah. Like, I'll battle you. Like, I'm like, let's go. Like, I love them Blades. And they had the little handheld little trigger for it, too. Mm-hmm. So you could pull up with that. And then you got the little belt with all the Blades on them. And you could change them and do all these kind of things. Like those things when we were little were so fun.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's just, let me get 5 seconds on TikTok.
Hey, Which I'm thinking now, like, my challenge to everyone out there is, I challenge you to play a game that challenges your mind. So I know we got Sudoku, crossword puzzles,
Solitaire.
I'm gonna look for a few more, because that is the beauty, the games that challenge your mind. That's like equivalent to eating a fruit for dessert. You could have got that processed dessert, but you ate a mango and it was just sweet, just the perfect ripeness. It's just, you could taste the sweetness on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was no question. And you're like, I need another mango, but you don't even feel guilty about it. It hits different when you play that game that's elevating you, or eat that fruit instead of that, you know, that Twinkie or that, you know, that Hostess. And that's, the Hostess is fire, but it's always a good feeling when you enjoy something healthy. You go, damn, I wish I could do this every day.
Yeah.
You know, and you can.
You can. I do it like normally when I'm at work and I'm like I want to check my phone because I heard it vibrate or something. I'll just like not check the notifications because I know I'll get distracted scrolling.
You get sucked into the vortex.
So I go play solitaire real quick.
Ooh, you get it.
I'm not going to lie though. I'd be cheating. I'd be like, hint, hint. Like sometimes I'd be going for like my super high score. You know, like I'm trying to like beat my own high score. So I'd be like, hint, tap, like kind of cheating a little bit. But then normally I'm like, all right, let me play for real and see like how good I am.
Yeah.
But I'm still working my brain.
Wow, I haven't played solitaire for a minute. I just remember the satisfaction of the screen going crazy. You did it for the cards.
Yeah. I got puppies on my cards with the Windows 02 background. Like, yeah, it's hard.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then when you get to upgrade the back of the cards, yeah.
Yep.
Hey, that pinball machine. That pinball. And then there was some weird mind game. I never understood that one.
Me neither.
It was just the mind. Sometimes I'm lit, sometimes not. It was like Battleship, I guess. You just didn't want to hit a mine. But there must have been a pattern or something.
I think it was called Mind Cell.
It was on all the throwback computers. Like it was the only game that was for sure on it. You know what I mean?
It was Minesweeper.
Minesweeper.
Yeah. And there was like, it had like a bomb. See, I don't get how you knew where the bombs were though.
Yeah, they had to, but I was so young playing it. You know,
I was just like click, 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 click.
I wonder now. I'm gonna have to revisit it, look on the app, and see if I got the juice.
Yeah. Ooh, that'll be a good little challenge because I know there's like numbers when you don't click on a bomb, and like numbers go around it. So then you get like ones, twos, threes, or fours.
Word. If I could execute.
And I think that means like there's a bomb like three something, and then there's also colors. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm thinking now that I played it and didn't know what I was doing, but yeah, there's three different colors.
Yeah.
So like one might mean
you're getting closer.
You have to go up or down, left or right. Green might mean you have to go up or down, left or right. Blue, whatever, yada, 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 yada.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's probably colors and numbers, and that's like a pattern to where the bombs are at.
Yeah, there's someone out there going, y'all didn't know? For real. Hey, and that's true. Hey, I admit that.
I took the hard way. I could have just Googled it too, you know?
That's where we are now. Before, Google wasn't as filthy as it is today. We have to acknowledge that Google grown with us.
Yeah.
There used to be a question before Google was like, ask Jeeves, you know, Bing. Like, you feel me? I know some people still use Bing, but at the end of the day, it's just Google it.
Yeah.
They were
like, it's a term now.
It's
like
a term.
Like it's in the dictionary, all that.
Just Google it.
Yeah.
That fact check. You always get in the Google battle.
Yeah.
And someone has to cave in Google just to end the conversation too.
For sure.
Because it's like, why don't you Google it? And then the same vein, you could have Googled it to tell them that you did Google it, but it's just the fact that like, who's going to actually
search Google it? Gives us reassurance. Why does Google give us reassurance?
Yeah, right. We can be manipulated by Google.
Yeah.
Whoa, it gets dark. Because we just go, we Google it, and it gives us the definition that will perceive the point of view that needs to, you know.
Right.
When that scandal comes out, that's been
happening. They got a lot of historical data, so I'm going to give them like 99.9% of the time. Yeah,
I mean, there's no starter of Google getting different information than Google's getting, because at the end of the day, you need monopolized.
You were saying something about that earlier.
All right,
too.
This is what I'm talking about. So I was thinking of the way the mind works. As we're coming off the last episode with Dion, and he spoke on human nature. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, the sensation we get. So there's a documentary I wasn't privy to before this episode, in which I want to check out, where it goes over a fraud situation between the McDonald's Monopoly game. And I was thinking to myself, like, whoa, that
Monopoly. Wait, like the game where you buy a burger from McDonald's and you peel it off and...
That's it.
That game?
Yeah, exactly.
Like the board game?
No, not the board Monopoly. Okay, so yeah, okay. Good question. So at McDonald's, they always have that promotion, which is catchy. I'm talking about back in 01.
Yeah, and you got like $2 off fries or something.
Yeah, $2 off fries, okay. Or you peel it and it's like free medium fry. That's the one that I used to get most excited about. I mean, and then there was, because the way the game is, that feeling of ordering just a large drink and knowing there's 2 stickers that could get you a free jig, it was almost the same sensation as gambling, you know, pulling the lottery tick, like, and then I'm like, lotteries, that weird excitement you get, and also defeat of paying for something and putting your numbers and going, ah, this is kind of ridiculous. What are the odds it'll be my number? But then what if it's my number? Where you pull the slot machine down and, or you play 21, and you make a decision, and then it's like you win or you lose. Yeah. And when you win, you get something. When you lose, you lose. Sometimes you lose a little, and then you win enough to catch up.
That reassurance.
Yeah.
That's what it is, that reassurance.
And that battle between yourself, a battle between patience and, you know, the psyche. But that's what, so I was like, all right, man, I remember the sensation of just peeling back the sticker and feeling either good or bad. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, whoa. We really got, I don't know, like, finessed them. They understand us out here. That's what I'm trying to understand. These commercials are always memorizing. I can tell you every cereal commercial, you know. Reese's Puff, peanut butter chocolate flavor. For me, out here like, Cookie Crisp.
I hear that, but like, I'm always the one that hates ads. Like,
hate it, but if they do it well enough, you know it.
I'm still watching it.
Wait, 1-800-GENERAL now. Aflac, like, come on, why all these late nighters? Just
like a good neighbor, stay from us there.
Yo, I mean,
1-800 Stanley Steamer. If you get the beat going, like, I probably remember their phone number. Like,
oh my goodness, right? And I didn't understand the effect until now. When you need those things, here's now, years later, I'm affected by those jingles. Right? Yeah. That's important. That's how important the jingle is. I mean, now that I need insurance, I remember Aflac. I remember what, you know, 1-800-GENERAL. Now I'm gonna check through. I remember Geico. You know, I remember these names now that I need it. I was a kid hearing it, and then now I'm going off of, yeah, so that sound, just the ad.
Mm.
Life is crazy. Like YouTube, there used to be YouTube without an ad. It's hard to remember.
Yeah.
And then I haven't even thought of paying for no ads because it's just been ingrained in me like another 5 seconds, but they're getting worse and worse. These ads is like
three, like if you like, cause some YouTubes were like an hour long, like you could get everything on YouTube, and now they got like 4 ads in them. You're like,
yo, more than, hey, on the real, these ads are like different strains of, you know, it's like they're on a strain 3 now, not immune to shit. They coming and out
like
here.
You, let's say, coming from like an adult perspective or like an older perspective, and you know your kids on YouTube University just like looking at stuff, how do you know what ad's gonna come up?
Right.
Like, you know, you don't want to censor, you know, as an older adult, you kind of want to censor certain things, but then at the same time you don't, because then it can lead into other different things. But you got to have a balance, you know. There's always got to be some kind of balance to even the playing field. But I don't know how you would, you know. That's why I don't like watching ads anymore. Like, but I'm still not paying $60 for YouTube, I'll tell you that.
Right. I'm not paying to not have them.
Yeah.
I don't like watching them, however they affect me. I want to get rid of the screen altogether, but it appears that there's no way around it. Mm-hmm. Your finances, in some way or fashion, we got to be in the front of the screen.
Yeah.
So when it comes to any business, including myself, you heard, How can I keep you on the screen? What can I do to keep you on the screen? The social dilemma.
That's what it is.
As long as you're still staring at it right now. Now you don't even want to look at it. But you're going to.
What time is it?
Oh, no screen. You're going to look.
Where's my blue glasses?
Right. Where them yellow ones too?
Them yellow ones too.
Hey. And I'm just going, we're just bringing this up to bring that to the awareness of self, you know. A lot of things we're overlooking. I don't look at trees long enough. I don't really absorb my environment. If I had a few less screens in my life, you know.
I got a good story about a tree. Well, like, first of all, when Lil Uzi was like, "Have you ever looked at a tree?" I looked at a tree yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, what? But then I was low-key doing my yard the other week, like 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
There was a snowstorm in Texas. And so, like, I have this huge, like, agave, like, succulent. Like, it's huge. Like, it's fat in my front yard. And all the leaves, they, like, died. And so I got my little sawzall out and just shaved them all off, you know. And then it just had, like, the top, and it looked like a pineapple. I was like, oh, yo, this is dope. Looks like a pineapple.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, they're starting to, like, fall back over again. I'm like, dang, this thing is growing, like, it is moving, growing. Like, it's just growing. I was like, man, I really just looked at this, like, plant right here. Like, looked at this tree. Like, I for real just, like, looked at it and paid attention to it.
Wow. Yeah. Understood it. Sap where, you know, this must be where the squirrels is going on. You know what I mean? Like, it is wild to just absorb your environment, and it's healthy. And we're not told that enough. And also, it's just making time, you know? And I hate that the screens that I use to very well get through my day is the same ones that can pull me into a vortex.
Mm-hmm.
It goes from paying your bill on there, checking your bills, when's your internet due, your responsibilities, and then
your list,
and then a tap away, you're scrolling and scrolling, and it's been like, all right, 2 minutes, whatever, that's nothing. 2 minutes, that's not really a waste. What? Then the two turns to 14 real quick. It's like, but 14 ain't 15. Let me get to 15. You feel me? Then 15 is 37. You're like, 37. All right. That number is hella weird. Let me get to 45, and then I'm out.
So are you a Mac or a PC kind of guy?
I'm a Mac.
For sure.
Yeah. I could dial you out.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about yourself?
My preference is a Mac. But there's certain things that you just can't do on a Mac.
No, that's a fact. That is
so
a fact.
I have, like, I go to work and I use, like, my PC, but my personal computer.
The PC better be at 1997.
No, my
Windows. I mean, for me, like, because I can't understand the new tiles.
Yeah.
I understand, like, to go to my document. That's one of the most important parts on there. It's been a while. But when I can't navigate the PC, when I had to learn all the different five finger movements on the Mac, like moving pretty much like some Star Trek hand movements to navigate through that thing. Like, oh, it makes sense,
yeah.
Subconsciously, but who knew that that's what I was supposed to do? Three fingers moves this, two fingers moves that.
Hot corners.
Yeah, the hot corners. All that was different. And then Microsoft, I go back and there's tiles and they're floating and disappearing. And I'm like, whoa, how do you work this thing?
But no, it's because there's a lot of different programs that PC is able to run. I don't know why. I don't know how. But maybe their processor is better or something. I don't know what it is. But
the way they process things, they have the best gaming systems. I mean,
that's what it is. Like frames per second.
Yeah, something that, you know, no matter how sleek the Mac looks, when it comes down to it, no gamer is telling you they're connected to a Mac, period.
No.
They're either building their own or they got some Alienware. PC just has it for the games, which has to be the processor. And, like, shout out to the ones that's computer science in out there,
right.
You know? Shout out to the proud dweebs.
But if you want to get on your phone list and you have a MacBook, I would just encourage you to use your MacBook then. Because you can do everything you can do on your phone on your MacBook.
Yeah.
You can FaceTime. You can call. Like, you know, we're kind of living in a society where, like, a lot of people have iPhones. Like, once your parents switch over to iPhone, like, your family's set. Like,
it's hot.
You know what I mean? Like, if the whole fam, I'm talking like three generations, got the iPhone, you're like, yes.
It's crazy. Like, what's a thing that your fam generation passed on to you that you know is just off of the strength?
Oh, Toyota is for sure the family car.
Same.
Toyota is always the family car.
And Honda.
And Honda too. Honda is like when you get like your little like kid something for his like birthday or something like that. You're getting an Accord, you know. So like,
yeah, I like that.
And then what they also passed on is just like family dinners. Like, you gotta have family dinners.
Oh yeah.
Like, family dinners are just, they're just so nice. Like, we all come together.
They're overlooked. They're sleepers in a sense. Yeah. It's like, it's a classic and people don't know it's a classic till, you know, it's like,
but like, I love Thanksgiving. That's my favorite holiday.
I have to say, yeah. Get in full.
I'm sorry for the Christmas. Everyone's like, oh no, Christmas. But I'm like, I like food. I like watching football and I like doing nothing on the couch on the weekend. Like, and we get 2 days off.
Yo, you're right. That is the big part about Thanksgiving. You don't got to go nowhere. Uh-uh. You don't got the beauty of it is staying home is the most powerful thing you could do.
And because some people go out for it.
Now, the big thing about Thanksgiving is being the host house or going to the host house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always beneficial to go to the host house off top, you know. It's always beneficial because you're not thinking about doing dishes. You'll clean yours. You'll make your trash go. You'll put your can in the recycle. You'll do your due diligence.
Facts.
Be full too. And then come back for the next plate. And then, you know, take the plate to go, which is the best part and the hardest part.
Yeah.
Because you have to find the balance of like not taking too much, but taking enough. Yeah. You know?
And the dessert too. You don't want to be greedy and take two plates, but you're like, I'm not putting my cheesecake, my pie on top of my chicken.
Mac and cheese and cheesecake. No, sir. But that's right. So you get the other one. And then, but here's the thing. When you're the host house, when the food's just chilling there, just in the half the container it cooked in, just, you know, serenading in the fridge, it hits different. Like, the idea of not packing, it's already packed. It's already ready to just be plastic wrapped and tossed in the fridge, even in the pot. It's cool, you know? So you need that pot, but you know,
greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes. You name it.
I love Thanksgiving. You're right.
That's, you got to throw that in there.
Yeah, that's the best holiday off top.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
So, no, I think we dived into that one, but
yeah,
you were talking about a Monopoly and McDonald's.
No, right. So, I'm like, all right.
I want to hear that one because, like, I don't really get it.
So, what I was trying to get you to go to was the power behind that promotion, you know?
Yeah.
The stimulant of, all right, playing this board game that with every time you make a buy, you could potentially be, and this is going off of our last episode, invest or sell your soul, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You could potentially, with a deduction of $5 and feeding yourself. Again, you could have went to the grocery stores and doubled whatever you got in the five,
mm-hmm.
but you got in that moment off the chance, like, this could get the next ticket to getting $1 million. And then I was like, whoa, so what drives us, you know, to keep spending that lottery ticket or that McDonald's thing during that time for that win, you know?
That's a hard question.
That's just something to think about. And it's nothing to any, like,
I guess that's just like the law of human nature. What was the book he said in our last episode?
Human Nature by Robert Greene. Yeah.
Yeah.
The laws.
I'm gonna have to tap into that. The laws of human nature.
Yeah,
because there's a reason why we do it,
right?
And I guess the only thing that like I could think would be why like Deon said bias, but I think it's the unconscious bias.
In a mass.
So it's like you don't see yourself doing it, and that's where the problem is. Like if you can't like acknowledge yourself, and like,
mm-hmm.
like you know, a lot of people say that like you're not gonna be happy until you like love yourself, which. I think that's honestly kind of true. Like, if you're not truly happy as yourself, like, and really do it, then you're going to have these, like, down days and these bad days, you know? But that's okay. It's okay to have. But, you know, when you just, like, absolutely love yourself and it doesn't matter if you're who, what race, what ethnicity.
I love my big forehead.
How tall. Yeah, you just love yourself. Like, people are going to feel that energy.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be able to bring down your spirit. That's how I look at it. I think if you just really just love yourself, don't care what anybody says. You know, if you need some love, let me know. I'll tell you, you got some beautiful eyes, or I'll give you a compliment. And
I think of that, like that, a good ending to a movie where we're all standing up and we all call out our insecurities and like that, like inspirational way. Like, I love my big forehead. Stands up, desk slides. Then like Sarah gets up. I love my hairy forearms. I love my natural nose. And then, like, we just, bam.
Everyone. I love hot sauce. This shit bussin'.
But that's it. Yeah, so, yeah, definitely want to dive into that human nature. But that's just really my thought when I was just going into Monopoly. I didn't really want to get too deep, but I was like, yo. We do it in a mess, you know what I mean? And it's like similar to the Reddit and the GameStop share being shorted. It's the trust that a mass of people are going to be buying this GameStop and the price is going up. And then that mass is going to hold it while it's up to the point that, you know? Mm-hmm. And then birds start jumping ship, boom, boom, boom. Then the numbers start going crazy. Then either the other the majority decides to hold on and it works, or they're like, nah, I'm going to take what I can. And then the number keeps going down and down and down. So it's just the way like flocks move, like locusts, or
right,
you know, just
why there's different kind of spiders.
Yeah, different seasons, different like things run through, and it's all based on different decisions, right? I don't, which then again all goes into the universe, like the frequency of decisions to its basic form, like the rods, like to the seasons, like this all has to connect. The decision to go left or right, up or down, connects with the season, you know, the reason that it gets from like -32 one day and then the next day it's warm.
So there's this guy, he's super scientific, he's been on the Joe Rogan show too.
Okay,
his name's Neil Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
He like just talks like scientific facts, and like I saw it on Instagram on an ad actually. And he was talking about like he's going to teach you these scientific facts to where like to get you how to think, because it's the science behind it. So science, they basically test everything until it's wrong. So like once they prove that it's wrong, it's actually true. Like that's like the hypothesis and the if then statements.
Okay.
Like that's what they do in science. They test it to make it so it's negative. That means it's true. You know, like if we aren't flying in the air, then yes, we have gravity. You know, whatever it may be, there's a whole bunch of different things. But he just like trains you and thinks the way you think, and like I guess it's supposed to like help you make decisions. Cause like I feel like now our generation is just like making decisions off of emotions, which is good too. But sometimes it's good to like sit back and think about what you're gonna do and how this decision is gonna play out.
Yes, sir.
And then use your best, you know, option moving forward. Like, if you only think there's one way, you know, sit back and think about it and then choose and try to gather more options and think about more options.
Brain games.
Yeah, brain games. Play solitaire.
Yeah, right there. There's always more options. This option got you two moves. There was another option that could have you had eight.
Yeah.
You know? And it all goes down into routine and I suppose saying that I can't do it, you know, there's no way I can test my brain. There is. I like to call it like pocket workouts. You know what I like, for example, me and my partner started practicing as we like binge watch when the show starts, 25 pushups. When it gets an outro credit, 25 pushups. Yeah. Now, if we do that for 5 episodes, you know, that's 125 pushups, you know. And that's done in the pocket, not gym time. But, you know, obviously you have to make arrangements. Like, oh, we're not going to eat lunch. We'll start watching the show. And once we get to our 100, then we'll, you know, putting it in the pocket. Once we get to their goals, to the same way, you know, we train our dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just a consistency, but also that treat to yourself. And the treat to yourself is often good when it's a healthy treat. I'm like, treat myself to mango. I'm gonna play this puzzle game, like, you know, I'm gonna watch this doc series, you know. So that's all I'm trying to put out there. You know what I mean?
Positivity.
And that's right. We're back with our local to global of the week. That is businesses and things that we believe in, vibes that we see going local to global. This week, I'm going to come in on Dimitri Thompson. Met this fellow on Clubhouse, and he runs a room called High Returns. Excellent room. Just a room. They're not financial advisors, but they got that experience. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, check out Team Stock Money here on IG for daily plays and information that will help you create generational wealth. Mm. Let's get this stock money. And please also turn on notifications, all right? That's on Stock Money Meech at Team Stock Money. Yes, I'm going to tag that. You know what it is.
Yes,
and where we at, J-Bell?
Yo, I'm going to give my local to global to my boy Greg15 on the gram. You know, it's just his birthday, so happily belated birthday, my brother. I love you. I'm proud of you. And let's keep on going. Let's keep on getting it.
Sirski, happy birthday. Blessings. You let me know it's possible to do these fades alone. You know what I'm saying? You are an example. You know what I'm saying? So keep it up. Keep that good energy. Keep that wealth. You know what I'm saying? Prosperity to you and the family. And with that being said, so we got a little shout outs there. I'm going to transition right into the deep pop of the week. So off top, please tap in with Mind Still Young. That's my little bro's, that's his page, you know what I'm saying? Check it out. The material is all about the mind and letting that boy live. I'm going to highlight Olissa. Oh, it's Lissa. So that's an O underscore, it's Lissa. I'll have that tagged. What I like about her page, right off top, she's a content producer. She goes through the process of getting the Depop merch from the Goodwill to cropping them, cutting it up to style, to, you know, full on business, full on off. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if she got her own Fashion Nova or something like that. I may be calling it a little early. But with that being said, work ethic's tough. Promotion, the way she set up her page, the backgrounds, the double photos in one, different poses, all of that counts for something. Statistically speaking, when you model your clothes on Depop, it's a higher chance of getting sold because people see it worn rather than the flat lay, just laying it flat or hanging it up. So
it's flavor.
Peep game, you know, recognized game. So that's Depop of the week. And we're going to leave you with some positive gems per usual, you know. So I'm going to slide it like this.
Go ahead.
I'm going to slide it like this. Keep drinking lots of water. Remind yourself that your posture is everything. So you may have been slouching this whole time, but it's okay. That's just fine. It's all fine. Every day is training. Every day is a learning experience. And once you know that, you can't be defeated. You know, we've never known enough. So continue to practice the 20 minutes of reading a day.
Yep.
Thanks for tuning in. And what gem are you leaving them with?
I'm gonna sum that up, and I'm gonna tell everybody the process is more important than the product. Mm. It's all about the process. It's more important than the product.
All about the process. And with that, you have just been sooned. You heard? We signing off. Z4L.
Zoom later.
You Sirski.
Yeah, fanny pack, man. Yeah,
I do. What, bro? Yeah, I ain't gonna believe it. She sat me in the spread away, my entourage and shit. Face all on my stomach, got her fancy on my feet. Oh, no. Makeup on my acne, like I'm trying to hide a zit. Oh, no. Wear my clothes to baggy shit, I'm trying to hide my zit. Now, baby, I'm too fucking grown to teach you how to ride a dick. Need a freaky college boots for frolicking, booty brolic, yeah.
I cop a new drop in white teeth. Ayy, I fuck a new bitch in white tee.
Okay, I cop the whip, then wrapped it with the shiny poly. No bitch, you does, she $20. Absolutely right now, I'm up on the night out. Ooh, she went clean up out too. From Tibet, I'm willing to bet the niggas a vet. I'm the click commander, she went like a salamander. Green diamonds in my charm, that's a frozen salad. Neck on vegan freezing, check my color palette. White like a bunny rabbit. You know I keep some carrots, eat the bitch like a sandwich. Took her, she says no.
She spread away, my arms are Roger shit. Face all on my stomach, got her fancy on my feet. Makeup on my acne, like I'm trying to hide a zit. Wear my clothes to baggy shit, I'm trying to hide my zit. Now baby, I'm
I'm too fucking grown to teach you how to ride a dick. Need a freaky college boost for frolicking. Booty brolic, yeah.
I cop a new drop in white tee. Ayy, I fuck a new bitch in white tee. We smoke a whole zip in white tee. White tee, white tee, white tee, white tee. Ayy, I cop a new drop in white tee. Ayy, I fuck a new bitch in white tee. We smoke a whole zip in white tee. White tee, white tee.
Oh, cop the new drop and I'm dropping the top. Down, the game is on lock. Now I'm out of town and the pussy on lock. Down, if not, then she not. Down, yeah, I got a raise.
I had a raise up.
And she do whatever I say, like Your Honor. I feel like Rico, I call her Tiana. Superhead, I think her name was Kiana. I call her Kiki, the way she be riding. Slippery, slippery slopes. Ooh, diamonds, that bitch on the slopes. Ooh, I got a stoke. She begged me to poke. She wouldn't believe in a stroke. Ooh, white T on, I'm in a test. PJ to New York, she feel like a jet. I'm in her mouth just like Colgate a Crest.
Spreading away, my arms are out of shit. Face all on my stomach, I have fancy on my feet. Makeup on my acne's like I'm trying to hide a zit. Wear my clothes too baggy, shit, I'm trying to hide my zit. Now, baby, I'm too fucking grown to teach you how to ride a dick. Need a freaky college boost for frolicking. Booty brolic, yeah.